another ooky spooky session. This is your reading for Wednesday, July 24th. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVX Media Net on TikTok or Instagram. Our cards today, the theme is the Ace of Swords. The keywords for this are clarity, breakthrough, and vision. Our tool card is the inverted Three of Cups, solitude, gossip, or excess. The obstacle is death. This is ending, change, transition, or release. Those are the more applicable keywords, or least scary, I should say. The advice card is judgment. The message here is to let go of distractions and focus on pursuing your calling. All right, so this one's a little bit funky. I'm going to have to refer to readings from the last 2 days to kind of keep things in context or put them into a better context. So, you know, bear with me a little bit. Our theme is actually a really good one to get. You know, given the difficult week that it has been in the cards at this point, it's a good one. It's a good message to have. Specifically, the Ace of Swords is the symbolism of it is that it's a sharp and powerful blade cutting through bullshit to find truth. That is the exact text from the original. Simply put, discovering a new perspective that I think is going to be helpful when we keep the dilemmas in from the previous days in mind. It's good to see bullshit coming to an end, right? Now, the next one. This is an odd one. Let's try to suss this one out. We got the Three of Cups, which is positive when it's upright. But earlier in the week, it was in a negative position, while today it's inverted, but in a positive position. Can't catch a break here. Inverted, the Three of Cups is meant to symbolize being socially isolated, well, from people in general, but specifically the people that you care about and like spending time with, because you're busy doing other stuff. But one of the reminders that this card gives is that as we get older, it's incumbent upon us to keep in touch with other people, to initiate contact with other people. For our purposes, in the context of the reading, we can take this as a hint that maybe we're trying to do too much and that maybe instead pick up the phone, call the homies, and see how they're doing. Now, the obstacle. This is another case of weirdness where the card is actually really good. So seeing it in an obstacle position is kind of tough. Typically, death is meant to symbolize the end of a chapter in our lives, right? That I said the keyword ending. This is what I mean. For the next thing to come along, we have to leave something behind, something that isn't serving us anymore. And I understand that uncertainty is not exactly comforting for a lot of people. So I hope that this you can take this as adequate notice to prepare. Now, as an obstacle, I think that we can take this to mean that there's a change coming that we're not ready for, or we don't want it, or both. And the impact of it is going to shake us to the core. That's one interpretation. Another is that we can take this to mean that a change is coming, and while we anticipate it, we know it is coming, we don't want it, and we're going to do everything we can to delay it. My interpretation of this is very similar to the Tower card. That's exactly what the fuck that means. But never fear, the fucking advice card is just a peach today. The message from Judgment is to let go of distractions, let go of bullshit. You can cut bullshit away with the Ace of Swords. Just an idea. If we want to reach our highest potential, we have to embrace death, the card, and let stuff go to start moving forward. So to bring it full circle, our tool card was a reminder that we need to take an active role in keeping in touch with our loved ones. Our theme was about clarity and new perspective, which I think is to illuminate the ideas that we're trying to do too many things. We need to cut things out of our life, and we need to prepare for changes on the horizon. Easier said than done, I know, but that's just what the cards are telling me. That's it for Wednesday, July 24th. I will see you tomorrow. Same ooky time, same spooky place.